And I'm Susie. This is LCRFM. I'm joined in the studio by Richard Coppin, local Lincolnshire author who goes by the pen name R.E. Witham. Love that name. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. It's nice to be here.
And this book is huge, The Curse of Beckett's Wood. We've had a wonderful synopsis, which has made me really excited to pick up the book and start reading. Thanks so much for that.
That's the reaction I'm looking for.
Exactly. What I want to know is, how long does something this huge take to write?
Well, 4 years, would you believe?
Four.
I was holding a full-time job down at the time, and I would get up at 5 in the morning and tidy up the night before's work. And then that night, I would, when everybody had sort of finished and gone to bed, I would then sit there for a couple of hours and carve out another piece of the story, and the next morning would tidy that up. And it was this leapfrogging way of working. Not so much rewrites necessarily, but sort of tidying up as I went along. And this went on for four years. Long years.
Did you ever get writer's block? And if so, how do you deal with something like that?
I did towards the end, because a lot of the book grew organically.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is I was following my nose to carve the story out, and towards the end I knew I had to conclude it somehow.
Yeah.
And I came up with three endings which were satisfactory, which is not no good really.
Right.
And then I took the kids to school one day, and suddenly this ending came to me, and I thought, that's it. You know, I've got to make sure I can tie this in with everybody, but once I prove that can be done, I got this ending. There's these twists at the end that sort of knock you off your feet. And then it was done. I can remember now what that particular evening, the last line had come, and I wrote THE space EN and my finger followed over the D. I thought, this is the last thing I'm going to type, and down it went, and it was finished.
Amazing. So once you'd written the end, what happens next then? Do you find people to proofread it?
Did you get some comments? My wife Andrea, she was brilliant. She proofread it several times.
Yeah.
She phoned me up one day at work when there's a particularly sexual piece in it, and she phoned me up and said, Richard, you naughty boy. She really got her, and but she proofread that, and some other people did, and Janie Lee at Strand Publishing, she was brilliant in many ways, because not only did she proofread it and find all the errors that I'd made, there's a part in it which mentioned the windmill,
right,
in the village of Maltoft, and I had later on, by some spelling mistake, put Haltoft.
Okay.
You know, you would never know that was a spelling mistake, but she knew that because she was in tune with the story so much, she knew I'd made a mistake there, so
okay.
She corrected that, lots of other things. And plus the fact, when it mentions a line in a church, there's some text on the window that he notices, she put that into a Gothic font.
Oh, to fabulous. Give
it that. Lots of little touches like that,
yeah,
that made
yeah.
it so special. So, I'm so overjoyed with the fact that Strand Publishing took it on and made it happen.
So you wrote the book in 4 years. How long does it take to then get your piece published? Because I believe
time.
That's where...
16 years, would you believe?
16? So
yeah.
When did you write the book?
I finished it in, I think, 2000 to 2004. And it was 2020 by the time
wow.
I got it published. And you go to the Artist and Writer's Yearbook, and it tells you what to do.
Yeah.
And you take your first chapter, and you put your synopsis, and off it goes to a publisher, and the rejection slips come back, so you do it again and again, by like 35, 40 times or so.
Really? So would you advise people to keep going? Don't stop?
Well, if you don't keep going, it'll never happen.
Yeah.
So by keeping going, something's going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
And then it's luck plays a huge part, because by this time, my son Peter had started his music academy.
Okay.
And he was getting clients in. And one of the clients, a little chap called Sebastian, whose grandmother was a publisher.
Uh-huh.
And this is where Lady Luck plays its part.
Yeah.
And I didn't send her the first chapter. I sent her the bit where David Harper is seduced.
Oh,
my widow Twanky, that she's known as locally, but she takes him to a hotel and seduces him, and I sent that to her, and she said, "You've made my day. Send the rest of the book," which I did, and the rest is history.
So there you go. So now you've learned. You send the sexiest part if you want to be published.
And when you think about it, when you see how a film is promoted, They don't just play the first 5 minutes of the film and hoping you're going to go and see it. They bring out all those, the explosions and the dramatic bits and the clinches and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's what they throw at you to make you want to go and see it. And I should have known better in the first place, but I was following the advice in the book.
Yeah. So how do we get hold of a copy of this book?
If you go to, can I just borrow that book back again? I just want to read the...
Is it available online?
Yes, if you go to Strand Publishing, you can get it from there. If you go to www.strandpublishing.co.uk,
okay, so you
they
can
have
get
a
it
shop,
from there.
An
yep.
online shop there. But it's available through all the major
bookshops
online. You can buy it there.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants a signed copy,
then
if they... if you've got a pen handy, you guys out there, I'll give you 2 minutes to grab one. But if you get hold of ANDRICH, which will give you Andrich, at ntlworld.com.
Okay.
And we can sort out payments and things, but I can then give you a personally signed copy then.
Amazing. So what's next?
Well, I've got Albert Dudley makes his mark.
Oh.
Which is a really funny story about a bone-idle character who, try as he might, can't get himself out of becoming a superhero.
Okay.
He thwarts a hijack on his way to the holiday that he's going on. The hotel catches fire. He goes in to rescue his money but ends up pulling out these children, which just happens to get caught on Spanish television. And
all sorts of things
And he
happen.
Has to lie through his teeth to get himself out of bother. And it gets to a point where, you know, push comes to shove, and he meets his comeuppance in the end.
Gosh.
So the way that ends is a nice little twist at the end of it too.
Brilliant. How long have we got to wait for that, or is it finished?
Well, I might be putting that onto Kindle.
Oh, okay.
At some point, along with another book called The Deadlines of Archibald Crim, about a very shy newspaper worker who does photography in his spare time, has to be sort of grabbed to take a photograph, and one thing leads to another, and the town's at war with itself. All thanks to this one flipping photograph that he takes.
That's fab. So really looking forward to hearing more from you. Can you just very quickly tell us about your illustrations? Because you show me some of your pictures. They are absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
So you are an artist as well. You are a National Trust illustrator.
Yes, I am.
And
I've done a lot of work for them. When I came back from Canada, I said it was a chance. What do I do? Go and get a job. We'll set up on my own. And I thought, well, this is a golden opportunity. This is it. I've got to go off on my own. So I set up as an illustrator. By accident, got involved in graphic design. In 1997, I became the National Graphic Designer of the Year.
Wow.
Which was an award I won for some of the work I'd submitted there. And then spent my time being an illustrator and logo designer, you name it. It's all kind of come organically for me because I've had no training for this.
Yeah.
I've just kind of thrown myself into it and grown that way.
So is that the same way to get in touch with you regarding the illustrations? So andrich@ntlworld.com.
If you want to see them, if you go on to www.richardcoppin.co.uk,
okay.
There's everything there from poetry, short stories, through to illustrations, design, some artistic work.
Fantastic.
Masses and masses of stuff to
lovely. Put on. Brilliant. Thank you so, so much for coming in. And do check out the book, The Curse of Beckett's Wood. Looking forward to finding out more from you and checking out your website
Thank
as well,
you.
richardcoppin.co.uk. Thanks so much.
It's been my absolute pleasure.
It's lovely to chat with
Thank you. You soon.